Urgently and swiftly he cried to them, "Shame, Argives! Shame, young men! By fighting you can save our ships, but if you shirk the battle, then we face defeat this day at the Trojans' hands. By heaven, what a thing to see! I never dreamed the war would come to this, our beachhead raided by Trojans. Until now those men were timorous as greenwood deer, light fare for jackals, leopards, wolves, wandering deer with no fight in them and no joy in battle. Trojans in other days would never meet Achaean power on the attack, not they. Far from the city now, they press the combat to the very ships, by our commander's fault and by our soldiers' fault in giving in. At odds with him, our men will not hold fast beyond the ships, but die around them. Call it proved and true beyond a doubt that Agamemnon, lord of the great plains, caused this by contempt shown to Achilles. Are we to break off battle, then? How can we? Rather find a remedy. Good men's hearts respond to remedies. You must no longer hang back, but attack, for honor's sake, as every one of you is a first-rate soldier. Would I now quarrel with one who shunned the war if he were a man unfit for it? No, with you I am full of anger. Soldiers, you'll bring on worse things yet by your half-heartedness. Let each man get a fresh grip on his pride and look to his standing. The great contest begins. Hector begins his drive along the ships in force. He has broken the gate bar and the gate." In terms like these, Poseidon stirred the Achaeans, and round the two named Ajax they made stand. Hard companies the war god would not scorn, nor would Athena, hope of soldiers. Gathering, picked men faced the Trojan charge, faced Hector, spear by spear and shield by shield in line, with shield rims overlapping. Serried helms, and men in ranks packed hard, their horsehair plumes brushed one another when the shining crests would dip or turn. So dense they stood together, as from bold hands the spear shafts, closing up, were pointed, quivering, and the men looked ahead, braced for battle. Trojans, massed and running, charged them now, with Hector in the lead, in furious impetus, like a rolling boulder a river high with storm has torn away from a jutting bank by washing out what held it. Then the brute stone upon the flood goes tossed and tumbling, and the brush gives way, crashing before it. It must roll unchecked as far as level ground, then roll no more, however great its force had been.